You need to focus on those financial goals that are going to make you a better person. They're going to provide you a better life, provide your family a better life, and provide those that you actually care about a better life. We can't compare ourselves to others. That only hurts us.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What's going on, everyone? Hope everyone's crushing it this week. Today's a little different of an episode. As you know, every Friday we jump into different tips and strategies when it comes to personal finance, how to get your money working for you harder and smarter, because we all know it's not what you make, but what you keep. Today's a little different when I'm on these solo episodes and try to come up with a timely topic that I feel can bring value to you, the listeners, and also value to myself, as I try to find some inspiration. It's either from what's going on in my personal life, what's going on in my businesses, or I just hop on my phone and look what's going on in current news, Twitter, and social media platforms to get a little inspiration. What's on a lot of people's minds, what questions people have, current events, where I feel it's going from my experience and those that I surround myself that impart their knowledge on me that I can then share with you. And so today, I was looking for that inspiration. Started off reading current news, then went to Twitter, and then LinkedIn, Instagram, all of them. And what I caught myself doing was not really looking for inspiration. What ended up happening is I was checking in on what other people are doing. And I was comparing myself and I was getting down on myself. I felt like I'm not producing enough. I'm not where I should be compared to these others, that I should be doing more, that I'm failing. And then I snapped out of it and thought of that quote about comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy. And that's so true. You should never compare yourself to others. Who you should be comparing yourself to is who you were yesterday. That's the only person you should ever compare yourself to. Are you better than the person you were yesterday? And if not, then what do you need to do today to better yourself, a better version of yourself than you were yesterday? Every day, it should be a battle on improving yourself from who you were the day before. That's all it is. Just a battle with yourself every single day. And you take every day, just one day at a time. Yes, you need goals out in the future. Achieve those goals, you need to battling yourself to improve yourself within that given day and to win the day. Stop comparing yourself to others. That's only going to cause you to get sad, get depressed, and wasting energy on those feelings doesn't get you anywhere. You need to be putting that energy into a positive space and positive mindset so you can then attack your goals. You might be asking, Sean, why are you talking about this? What? This is Finance Friday. We're supposed to talk about different strategies, whether that be tax strategies, budgeting strategies, investing strategies to get your money working for you. Well, if you're not in the right headspace, the space between your two ears, if that's not correct, it doesn't matter what you want to do. You're not going to be able to achieve it, at least not the level that your potential that you could, the level that you should be achieving it at. When it comes to personal finances, comparison can be one of the biggest enemies to you achieving your personal finance goals. You're looking at your neighbor down the street, just got a brand new Mercedes, brand new Range Rover, whatever happens to be, brand new infinity pool they just put in behind their house. They're going on a 2-week vacation to Europe, leaving all expenses, everything lavish. And you're comparing yourself to them. Maybe you're not at that point in life where you can do that. Maybe they're not, and they're just choosing to do it. And it's detrimental to their financial situation. That's why you can't compare yourself to yourself, who you were yesterday. Are you better than that person? So we can sit here all day and compare ourselves to others. But at the end of the day, do they even really care about you? Do you even really care about them? You're going to go buy that watch, that car, to impress someone you don't even care about, that doesn't even probably care about you. You need to focus on those financial goals that are going to make you a better person. They're going to provide you a better life, provide your family a better life, and provide those that you actually care about a better life. To do that, we can't compare ourselves to others. That only hurts us. Again, comparison is the thief of joy. So, and I'm not perfect. I was doing it today, doing it for several minutes, and luckily I caught myself and snapped out of it. And I do my best not to do that. It's hard in today's world, how connected we are to everyone through social media, the internet. But you got to remember, people show you their highlight reel, right? They show you what they want you to see. And that's usually the highlight reel, what's best in their life. That's what they show you. And some of the time, it's not even real. It's fake. So you got to keep that in mind and not compare where you are to where they are. It's about how you can get yourself from today the next day to be a better person and achieve those goals you want. Again, yeah, this is a different episode, but you know, I was kind of feeling down for myself for a couple minutes. And then I think, why am I feeling down about myself? Why am I comparing myself to others? First of all, I don't know if what they're showing me is real or is fake. And second of all, I want to be the best version of me, not of them. And third of all, you got to be happy where you are currently in your life. And if you're not, then you need to make changes. It's not someone else's fault. Don't compare yourself. It's about being the best version you can be, and bettering yourself every single day. All right, everybody, this was a short one. I just felt this was important with everything that's going on out there. It's easy to get down on yourself and compare yourself to others, but we can't do that. And I'll never sit here and say I'm perfect and I'll never do that again, because I know I will, but I need to make sure I do that as little as possible. And when I do it, I need to be able to catch myself quickly and move forward. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, what I've learned how to do is have gratitude for the things you've already accomplished and achieved, and gratitude for the things that you want to achieve. When you have gratitude, it's hard to be depressed. That feeling overpowers any type of sadness or depression. You have gratitude for what you've achieved, gratitude for those that are in your life that make you a better person, and gratitude for the things that you want to achieve. Just the fact that you have the ability to achieve those things, immense gratitude, at least to me, it does. So that's what I do to snap out of it. And I would highly recommend you doing that as well. This is a short one. Hope you got a ton of value out of this. I needed to say it, because for any of you that are struggle with that, I just wanted to share my thoughts on that, because it's easy to fall into that comparison game, but don't do it. All right, everybody, I'm going to keep bringing you this type of stuff on Finance Friday, along with the traditional tips and strategies to get your money working for you. But what I'm also going to do is I'm going to bring in guests to interview more often on Fridays, whether that be, you know, maybe a tax professional, insurance professional, just personal finance professional. And also I'm going to bring in people in other industries that are making money, because I think that's important to see how other people are making money. It could be, you know, in the e-commerce space, YouTube automation space. I just want to bring in a variety of people to see how they are making money, so you could potentially put your money to work by diversifying into different strategies and different types of businesses. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in as always. And always remember, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So always remember, it's not just working hard for your money, but having your money work hard for you. All right, I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.